A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, October 16th, 2019. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
We would like to welcome our viewers and listeners in Zimbabwe and around the world. Tonight, we are discussing moves by Zimbabweans in the diaspora to help each other.
A focus is on the Zimbabwe Diaspora Foundation, a human rights NGO, which has embarked on a program to set up contact persons and centers for Zimbabweans in distress across South Africa.
With increasing economic and social hardships in South Africa, the organization says the number of Zimbabweans requiring urgent help is growing, but there are no support systems in place.
The growing challenges identified by this organization include xenophobic violence, displacements, threats of xenophobic attacks, challenges of burying a deceased relative back home, unlawful arrests, declined access to health services, children being denied education, challenges with documentation, and many more.
To join our discussion, you can phone us directly at +1 202 619 2077 and we'll call you right back.
And remember, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And remember, we are live streaming our shows on Facebook right now, so you can catch us on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Zimbabwe.
Ongwadiwa vateereri nevatariri, tasangana zvakare muchirongwa chedu chatinotarisa zviri kusangana nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika. Nhasi tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika muSouth Africa, umo nezuro sangano rinonzi Zimbabwe Human Rights Organization South Africa rakaparura chirongwa chekuunganidza umbowo kana namba dzinenge dziine pokuti vana veZimbabwe vari kutarisana nematambudziko vanga vachifona panhamba idzodze nhare, pamwe chetewo nekuparura homwe inenge ichibatsira kuunganidza mari inozobatsira vana veZimbabwe vanenge vari mumatambudziko. Chirongwa ichocho chinonzi Zimbabwe Diaspora Foundation, chekuunganidza homwe, chekuunganidza mari. Zimbabwe Diaspora Charity Fund ndo yavakaunganidzai kuti pange paine homwe. Tinonzwa kuti vari kushanda vachitsigirwawo nemuzinda weZimbabwe muSouth Africa, pamwewo navana muzvina bhizimusi vekuZimbabwe vari muSouth Africa imomo. Chinangwa chikuru ndechekuti hanzi vana veZimbabwe vakawanda vari kusangana zvikuru nekurwiswa nezvizvarwa zveSouth Africa, atingati maxenophobic attack aya. Vana veZimbabwe vari kusiya misha yavo vachizoita matambudziko, vachiyawo navabatsira vasina mari. Koitawo dzimwe nyaya dzekuti vanogona kungosungwa zvisina tsarukano, vanenge vachitarisirwa kunge vachiwanawo magweta anovabatsira, asi vari kutadza kuzviita nekuti panenge pasina mari. Nekutiwo vana vechikoro vanenge vachinetseka kuti vawane nzvimbo dzezvikoro nenyaya dzemapepa nezvimwe zvakadaro. Saka ndo zvimwe zvikuru zvaita kuti sangano iro reZimbabwe Human Rights Organization South Africa riumbe Zimbabwe Diaspora Charity Fund, kana kuti Zimbabwe Diaspora Foundation, homwe yekuti pange pachiunganidzwa mari inobatsira vana veZimbabwe. Rimwe dambudziko munhu akashaya kuSouth Africa, dzimwe nguva hanzi anogona kutoita mwedzi chaiwo vanhu vachiedza kuunganidza mari yekuti adzosirwe mutumbi uende kunovigwa kumusha. Saka ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zviri kunzi nesangano. Kana pakapaita vanhu vanenge vachikanda mari inoita 12 rand pamwedzi, imu umwe iyoyo zvinogona kubatsira vana veZimbabwe vanenge vachurwa nematambudziko. Ndo zvatoda kuti kurukure tichange tichikupai mukana wekuti munzwe kubva kune vari kutungamira chirongwa ichiKristu.
Yebo chonga zulukandaba sedivana njalo kuhlelo lwethu lwe Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Lamhlanje ke sixoxa ngohlelo olusungulwe eSouth Africa izalwane zeZimbabwe esihlala khona le South Africa phansi kwehlanganiso ethiwa iZimbabwe Diaspora Foundation. Lolu hlelo ngoluzaphathisa ngokusungula amabhizimusi ukuphathisa nje ekukhulumisaneni kwabantwana beZimbabwe abase South Africa ababhekane lendubo ezitshiyeneyo. Lapho ke linhlanganiso iFoundation yonale iqoqe njalo isikhwama esokuphathisa izizalwane zeZimbabwe eSouth Africa esithiwa sona iZimbabwe Charity Foundation. Isikhwama lesi ke sikhangelele ukuphathisa bonke nje ababe bebhekane lodubo lodlakela i-xenophobia ukuyabhalisa abantwana esikolo. Sizwa ukuthi abantwana bayathwaliswa nzima khona le South Africa, bayaxotshwa abanye lokunye okunjalo. Yikho ke esifuna ukuxoxa ngakho, sikhangela nje zonke inhlelo ezingazi khona emhlabeni jikelele ezikhangela kakhulu ke ngabantwana beZimbabwe abahlala emazweni atshiyeneyo. Kodwa ke sithe sifake yona le enkundleni ukuze sizwe ukuthi lina lithini ngayo, libona ulu ingaphathisa na njalo inhlelo na ezingasungulwa kwezikwamanye amazwe. Asixoxeni ke inombolo zethu +1 202 465 0318. Leyo ke inombolo ye WhatsApp kuthi ke nxa lifuna ukuthi listinde nge direct line +1 202 619 2077. Lingasithinta siyalifonela back jonga.
Christine Zotane munyarikano wedu kana mudare wedu wekutanga vaZaria Dzuve Nduna vanove sachigaro esangano reZimbabwe Human Rights Organization South Africa rakaumba Zimbabwe Diaspora Foundation. Welcome you Mr. Dzuve to our program.
Welcome, welcome, Mr. Jonga. I'm very happy to be actually presenting this ideal project to all Zimbabweans in South Africa.
Well, may you start by telling us the purpose of the fund you launched and how it is going to benefit Zimbabweans?
Actually, the main motive or the main reason actually which made us to come up with this in Zimbabwe Diaspora Foundation is it was after receiving several calls from Zimbabweans living here in South Africa that, as you know, that as our economy in Zimbabwe is at a certain level, that even those graduates or those who came from colleges and universities, they can't find work in Zimbabwe. So a country which has got most of Zimbabweans is South Africa, and we are nearly 3 million Zimbabweans in South Africa. And once we're in South Africa, we come across numerous problems, social problems. And in all these problems, we find that from 2001 up until now, our Zimbabweans are facing problems on immigration issues, human trafficking. Sometimes we can find out that they can have some problems because there are some illegal mining activities happening in South Africa. So as you know, that is it's difficult also to get to it because people, they don't have documents. They are trying to get a listing through like some difficult means which end up them in big problems, and they end up like dying in South Africa. And after some people die in South Africa, especially Zimbabweans, there are no repatriation funds for them to be taken back to Zimbabwe. So that's actually the main reason that it did say we did come up with this project. We did implement it in 2015, and we wanted to launch it in February, but now successfully we are now launching it so that every Zimbabwean citizen in South Africa can say now this project is going to assist like every Zimbabwean, including those even who are not also involved in these problems. Because actually, according to our city, we found that some teachers in some mining actions, they say, myself, I can be insured. I can have like a good salary. But in a case that maybe my cousin can be involved in a robbery or has been killed, or it can be like a falling of man's house, he's supposed to pay something like 10,000. So if you put such a project like for us in Zimbabwe in South Africa, what if I think it is going to be very easier because you just take a call and tell us where this happened and you can send people to go and assist. Not like what we have to do, that you just go and represent like on TV, on Studio 7 or on social media. But now for the first time, I'm going to provide assistance.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Dwe. Please do stay on the line. I think, Chris, we have our first caller.
Yebo, Chonga. Lomlaleli, siyakwamukela
kuhlelo. Hello, baba.
Yeah, ngikhuluma lobani.
Ukhuluma lo mfundisi uMhlanga eMarinoha eMaphisa.
Umfundisi uMhlanga.
Yeah, eMarinoha eMaphisa
mfo. Oh, eMarinoha. Kunjani eMarinoha?
Ah, uyachisa wena mfowethu.
Akusiphe ingqondo yakho ngalokho esixoxa ngakho.
Ngiyazofunda mara le nto ike yaba khona esikhathini sasafika kwakuthiwa yi-Afrika. Abantu abayikwagcina ngodliwa nje izimali zabantu ayizange sala ndawo yabuya yadilika le nto. Kodwa manje ngibona ngathi abantu bazovelwa izimali uma zingahlangampa.
Manje macebo bani? Macebo bani abangayenza abantu ukuthi bengadlelwa imali?
Abantu bakulaphoda ngiwabona abantu bangenza ukuthi bangadlelwa ngoba nami ngasasikiyo leyo njalo zokuthela i-Afrika ngikwazi ukuthi kuthi mangazibazi baziwa kubaya kube nasizo kulezo zinto.
Hayi, siyakuzwa, sibongile kakhulu.
Okay.
Jonga, the caller there says he knows of a similar organization that was formed years ago, and the name of the organization was Afrisa. He says he was a member of that organization, and what happened was they ended up crying for their money after it was misappropriated. So he was saying unless these guys put this safeguards here and there, they might face a similar problem.
Mr. Dube, you heard from our first caller, he's saying the issue of misappropriation of funds is the main concern, and even some of our listeners who are writing to us, that's the same issue they are raising.
Yeah, actually what he's saying is very true. It is very common, especially even in running a country. You find that maybe a country can be very rich in minerals and everything, but you can find that that country can come down to be very poor, which is because of corruption and the mismanagement of funds. So actually, as we did, it took a long time in implementing to come up with this project as we are launching it now. We have organized design like this, that the chief accountant will be holding these funds. Actually no funds are being taken out from our account to go and assist people maybe in Cape Town, or maybe in Durban, or it was xenophobia, or Manchester Falls, or whatever problem. The chief accountant is coming from the ordinary Zimbabwean people, not from one of our members. And the other thing, what actually did come up with, is that we did also allow, like, other organizations in South Africa, and also especially our consulate, also, after some time, to carry out a meeting to ensure that the funds which are going to be deposited, especially like this week, as SMSs are going to go further to Zimbabwean cell phones this week, those funds which are going to get now, as we did clarify that by the beginning of November, that's when we are going to start assessing the people, though we were thinking that we were going to launch it in the beginning of October, but due to some delays anyway. The measures which are going to be that after some time, we are going to carry out some meetings, a board meeting, every month to ensure that funds which we did get from the previous months, the total figure, what problems did you encounter during that month? So that when we are going to balance that the problems which did come up during the month and the funds which are going to give out, they must also correspond to the transactions from our account, so that there's no effort that may be the contribution of the funds, let's say in October, is 2 million. But to find out maybe in November that something like 2 million, something like 4 million is out of the account. So we want to ensure that the problems which we did receive are going also to be recorded, so that they must correspond with the funds which are going to be given out to assist the people. And also, our government and other organizations, they are free also to consult us. Also, we ourselves are going to carry out meetings like after 3 months, so that maybe the organizations and also our government, there should be accountability in this way. Like, we are not going to run like this project alone. We need also inclusive also for some our government and some churches and other organizations, so that they can also assist us on some of the ideas which we think maybe we can be able also to use them, so that maybe these funds can be used on other things which are other than what we did in some of our Zimbabweans. The other thing that we as a Zimbabwe Human Rights Organization, the reason why we did come up with this project, that we did find out that it is very important to have such an organization. So we can't be as people. We know that this did happen for so many years, and some projects were being started, especially when it comes to funds, mismanagement of funds, and those projects did also collapse. Ourselves are fully committed that funds are going to be contributed, are going to be safe in our accounts. So in the other things, like we've got two accounts, we've got FNB account, which is a commercial bank. So this account is going to, the funds in FNB account are not going to be used like on daily use. We are going to use the funds which will be in our Capitec account. The only funds in FNB account are going to only be transferred to be used when we got a serious problem, which is like maybe a serious accident or xenophobia, or maybe some Zimbabweans did die, maybe in large numbers, like in illegal minings, when there's actually quite a big problem. Some smaller problems where we want to assist these Zimbabweans, let me say, for example, like maybe someone is shaking, maybe like he did got fire and happened to lose maybe all the documents, or maybe 3 people who are going to use the funds which will be in our Capitec account. So in this way, there is no any other way that maybe funds can be mismanaged in this way.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Vadhube rambai muri parunare at Christ Tambire Valio Nyoni. Chitoro che Zimbabwe chiri mu South Africa.
Yebo, mnumzana Nyoni.
Ndakande.
Ya, ungasiphathisa lapha kuhlelo sikhangela ke kule nhlanganiso ethiwa yona yiZimbabwe Human Rights Organization esungule iFoundation ethiwa iZimbabwe Diaspora Foundation ezaphathisa izalwane zeZimbabwe ezikhona ngapho kwele South Africa. Sesike sezwa abanye besithi bangani bayathandabuza ukubana imali asizozinyamalale yini lokunye okunjalo. Wena ubona njani linhlanganiso iyaphathisa njalo labantu ababe bekhangelane bebhekane lodlakela lokunye okunjalo?
Ye, mbona ngani iyaphathisa. Yikuthi nje mina angikabi lethuba elokuthi ngihlangane labo, kodwa ngokubona kwami kakhulu ubona ngani kuyaphathisa sibi.
Mhm. Ye, nxa manje wena ukhangele indlela eliphila ngayo khona ngapho eSouth Africa, ungathi inhlanganiso engaphathisa ubona ngani inhlanganiso eyabinjani engathiwa iphathise izifiso zenu khona ngapho eSouth Africa?
Kumele ukuthi abantu bahlangane kusane babonisane ukuthi bangayenza njani ukwenza ukuthi baphathisane uma bendawonye. Inhlanganiso enjengaleyi inhle sibili, siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi ikhona, kodwa ke sifuna nje ukuthi kube transparency ukwenzela ukuthi uma izinto zisenzakala kube khona ukuthi kuyaphangiseka ukuthi abantu bezuze uncedo masinya.
Mhm. Ye, kodwa siyabona khona ngapho eSouth Africa ukuthi abantu bahlezi ngamaxuku, bona bayabandlulana bona ngokwabo bodwa. Siyasizwa ukuthi abanye bale Burial Society yabantu abavela eHwange, abanye abavela eBrightbridge bale yabo abavela ngapi. Konke kona lokhu kutshengisa ukungabambani. Manje ubona njani nxa sikhangela inhlanganiso enjengayo nale Zimbabwe Diaspora Foundation ukuthi inhlanganiso engaletha lonke yini elikhona ngapho libambayo?
Okwakathesi mbona ngani kungaba nzima, ngoba kathesi abantu bahlangene njengezigaba, njengoba ujile ukuthi abanye bavela eBrightbridge abanye bavela eHwange. So abantu bahlangana ngezigaba lapha abavela khona, ngoba iindaba eziningi ziba khona ngokuthi abantu bavela ngaphi. So uncedo kuma-groups anjalo kuba lula kakhulu, ngoba abantu uma besuka endaweni bayazana physically, bayazana ngamabizo, bayazana ukuthi longwa ngabe. So it be very easy ukuthi abantu bahlangane njengamakhuphisavela endaweni ezinhlanu. Kodwa nje nxa kuyi-organization enkulu ezakhava abantu bonke, kumele ibe organization sibile ezazithengisa kakhulu, ithengise endaweni zonke ukwenza ukuthi abantu bonke begcine labo sebejoyina. But for the time being ukuthi abantu bancedane ngezigaba, bona ngani ku-right.
Mhm. Hayi, kuyezwakala. Yes, ajonga Mr. Inyoni, there is I asked him, the problems that we face in Zimbabwe, mm-hmm. sometimes they translate themselves in other countries. For example, you will find that there are people who say, because they come from a particular area, they just want to group themselves as that, from that area. Mm-hmm. So if there is an organization like this, is there a way of integrating all those different people? Yeah, so he says it's possible, but they have to work on it.
That's a good advice from him, because what's important is for people to work together.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes people in the diaspora and people back home, we tend to have different opinions, and that forces us to have many groups. Regarding do such Zimbabwe Human Rights Organization South Africa, Renovera Kaumba, Zimbabwe Diaspora Foundation. Vadue wanhu vakawanda vari kufara havo kuti maita pfungwa yakanaka yekuti munge muchibatsira zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri muSouth Africa kana zvairwa nematambudziko. Asi nyaya hombe iri kunyanyo chemwa nevanhu inyaya yekuchengetwa kwemari, kuti inzira dzipi dzinozoita kuti mari dzinobviswa nevanhu dzinge dzichengeteka. Uye pane nzira here dzekuti vanenge vabvisa mari vanga vachinyorwa pasi kuitira kana vakazosangana nematambudziko vanga vachizobatsirwa?
Alright, mfundzi wakanaka straight. Ringati kama rengori atanga takaita chirongwa ichi tatakaronga kuti isu vanhu vanobvisa mari idzi vanokontributa namatoll front amaSMS nevanobvisa ma20 rand vachishandisa maaccounts avo, vanhu ava hativarekodhi. Vanhu vatanga tichinorekodha mabusiness people mahombe ari muno achange achitinosponsa chirongwa ichi. Pamufunzo unowa mavhunza ndokuti takaichiita kuti chive charity organizationkanti kuda kwomunhu kuti ati ini ndiri muzimbabweni ndokuda kuti ndakaona matambudziko akatinakatinakati akatiwira, ndinosununguka kuti ndikabvisa mari yakadai kuitira kuti chini pakaita alban tambudziko regaindire ndireve ndakadaisa kuti ndikase mufunzo wenyu. Ichokwadi kuti vanhu vakasvisa magrupu avo vakati ava vanobva kutsolotso, ava vanobva kuhwange, ava vanobva kuchipinge, vakati vanobatanidza mari dzavo. Tobva ipapo tina mabusiness people mahombe ari muno, tina navamawere, tina namai masiyiwa, tina namisti vusha, vanongori vanhu vakuru vanozikamwa vari muno vane mabusiness vari munomu. Takadarozve tina makambani mahombe akaitwa mubatanidzo wavanhu.
saka darosi tina wana wanushanda chavu chaevo wane maari zatawane singa iti right kutani ngoro wanchiti ni tigota ma families arimuno ane maari tigota ma politicians varimuno wane maari tigota ma organization e politics wane maari tigota ekipoti consulate general tigota Zimbabwean embassy yedu kupindi ase mufundisho kanaka kuti moni chirongo chichakanakira chinde zvizvi right kuti mungo wana example kuti akacha mikuku 2010 kukaya sense masimbabwens akashaika vakashaika mazema documents hakuna wavanhu vandareva vose ava wakabuda achinda kunobatsira vanhu ava kuti vaone maasylums avo vakwatse kuti vaone mapassports avo
vadhube ndikubatei muromo musati maenda kure matimi mune hurongwa hwekuti vanhu vanenge vachingoisa mari dzavo hamuzonyora kuti jonga abvisa 12 rands dzake Chris Ganda abvisa 12 rands dzake kungoti mari yapinda inozova akaundwa sei mari iyo nokuti kana pasina kana kuti munyorese kuti ninga abvisa mari yakati kana makuzoda kuti muibata nzemuone kuti mari dziri kufambiswa zvakanaka here mune muchizoziva sei kuti takata unganidza $500 kubva kumapoka akati 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 tazosara taane $300 $200 yakaenda kupi
alright mari dzese idzi dzichabviswa amangari ma 12 rands nama SMS vanhu vachaisa ma bank street nema 20 rand kuri vavanhu vanokwanisa kuti vanokora mari dzavo mbedzi kuda dzimudarika ma 7000 vanokora mari idzi dzinoitwa dzose muaccount isu patinonovona kuti mari idzi todzisanganisa dzinenge dzava muaccount medu chini isu hativoni mari dzichibva kuvanhu sokuti chini munhu ajoina funeral policy yekuti anojoina nesta rake kuti moti mwedzi wabvisa
vadhube vadhube just hold on paita muteereri mwapinda muchirongwa rambai makabata we'll come back to you hello
makadi
takasimba ndiyanavo
tapuwa mwenda mberi ndiri pano vajoni mukoma
tapuwa mwenda mberi
hongu baba
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma mwenda mberi kupinda muchirongwa chedu tipei pfungwa dzenyu
chirongwa icho chakatononoka kutanga taishiri chirongwa chakatotanga kare nekutoti chirongwa chakanaka zvikuru zvekuti tinokwanisawo kuti tikandawo chiro ma 20 rand dai zvaitogona pakatoumwa ino homwe kuti vanhu vakwanise chiri kuti tikwanisewo kuti tingavhotawo here tiri kuno kudiaspora kana zvichikwanisa kuti paine mari dzatinokwanisa kuti tibvise kuitira kuti paumbwe homwe kuti vanhu vekudiaspora vakwanise kuti vavhote here
handofunga nyaya yekuti vanhu vekudiaspora vavhote tinenge takanzwa hurumende inenge iri kuti kutanga gore rinouya iri vanenge vakumboedza kuita ongororo dzekuona kuti dzimwe nyika dzine vana vari kunze kwenyika idzodzo vari kukwanisa kuzviitawo sei kuti vanhu vavhote vari munyika dzavari takanzwawo ziyambi ziyambi vachitindofunga panozosvika June 2020 vanenge vapedza kuunganidza umbo hwekuti vangaona kuti vana vezimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vangazovhota sei ndo mamiriro atakanzwa zvichiita
okay atinotenda hedu pane izvozvo asi homwe yataurwa namukoma ihomwe yakanaka nekuti tinozoona pane vamwe vana vanosvika pakuyaura kushaya kana kuti chekukurisa mabhazi kuti vadzokere kumusha kana chekubata kana chekuenda zvacho vakabata mumaoko kuti vakwanisewo kunoti vanodya mberi zvinoramba nekuti vanenge vawanikidzwa nenjodzi dzakaita sana xenophobia panguva idzodzo dzichiitika zvotoona kuti munhu anenge asina kana mari kokumhanyira chako chakwanenge asina pamuzoona kuti vamwe vanomhanyira kana kumapolice stations emunomu asi zvee zvisina batsiro asi sehomwe yataurwa dai homwe ndinorevera maoko zvekutoti nesuoka takatomira kutoti tikatoisirwa homwe yesesu netichoisewo ma 20 rand acho ihomwe yakanaka zvikuru
thank you so much mukoma tapuwa thank you so much Chris that's mukoma tapuwa mwenda mberi calling from South Africa. He's saying this is a very noble idea and he's willing to contribute, he supports the fund.
Ah, that's
a plus for Mr. Azaria.
Yeah. I know you had asked me a question, but we'll come back to him. Let's hear from Mr. Nyoni. Babu Nyoni. Hello, Nyoni. Hello.
I think his call dropped.
Oh, it dropped. Okay. All right. So, Mr. Dube will continue with a question. If you can rephrase it, maybe.
Yes. Maybe I can throw it in English so for the benefit of callers and listeners. I'd asked him about the statement that he said that they are not going to record any of these contributions that are going to be made by Zimbabweans. I asked him how are they going to maybe take charge and stock of that contribution if there is no register. Chris, if there is no register, how are they going to know Chris contributed $12 and we have to maybe account for that cent? So and so contributed so much, we are going to account for that, Mr. Dube.
Yeah, in brief, let me say we did carry out in a lot of meetings from 2015 with the different organizations, with also our consulate. I think I did carry out a meeting with the previous consulate who was requested by Mr. Mkonoshuro, who is now in Botswana. The reason why we come up to this agreement to say there's no need for us to record every Zimbabwean is going to contribute like a toll friend. The reason one is people are going to contribute using their cell phones, their SMSs. That is like in our meeting, we did find out that you know, there are some people who are staying in informal settlements in Mkukus. These people sometimes they go to look for work every day without even transport, and they also sometimes come back without the transport. And we've got, let me say, we've got Mr. Onika who's working in Santoni as an accountant. So, like, those people who are working mostly are the ones who are going to contribute with SMSs and also the trend runs and also business people. So, which means to be brief and also to be clear, we did find that out that those people actually who are not working, who are looking for work, they are not going to contribute. So, it's like we are erasing the idea that maybe those people who are going to, because it is like we are going to assist only those people who did contribute. That's why we are calling this one a proud Zimbabwean, a Zimbabwe diaspora charity. That is, those people who are working, according to our research, they found that maybe 980,000 Zimbabweans have got decent jobs, which decent jobs, which means they are earning something which is like from 4,000 upwards. So it can be too tiresome for us to say this one is going to be killed like a toll friend. So can also send us an MS that is people that will record those people. There's no, it's like ourselves are the ones who are supposed to, like, to take our accountability, or also, let me say, Zimbabwean people by December, let me say for a short period, they are going to determine how useful is the Zimbabwe Diaspora Foundation. As people are saying that this project did come late, we are going to, it's like everyone is going to check our accountability. That after all, those funds are being
Mr. Dube, so in short, you are saying that even those who are not going to contribute to the fund, they are also going to benefit.
Yes, 100%.
Mm-hmm. And those who are going to contribute, you think they are going to welcome that?
Yes, it's like we did also a research to teachers in South Africa, to mining artisans, to some apprentices, to all these people working in South Africa. They did say, like as I've been saying, that when there is a disaster, if there's a problem, like what has been happening now in Katlehong, there were people who were in tents in Katlehong, there are those who did die. So there were no people who were coming from those areas to go and represent them, to assist them. I just want to tell you something. And also these people happen, especially in informal settlements. As I say, in Kaisens, the informal settlements. In difficulty in 2010,
the
informal settlements. Yes. So these people, like,
thank you.
They don't have also different jobs.
Thank you,
so
Mr. Dube.
Hello.
Thank you so much. Do stay on the line. We have a caller. Gaitsorum Terere. Hello.
Hello.
Ndiyani vari parunare?
Ndinonzi Mukoma Hasla.
Mukoma Hasla.
Yes.
I mean, ndima kutongorarama mutown because hanzi yango hustling Mukoma.
Yeah, yangu hustling.
Aiwa tirofara mapinda muchirongo atipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
You know, tikunzwa nyaya iri mugango iyi. And you know, vamuri kutaura navavo, he is not very clear, he is not very precise. Kuti chirongwa ichi chiri kumbunyanyo batsira chii. He is splitting hairs, he is not talking. Zvakuti ga tukenda nepapa, tukenda nepapa, vari kutsvara tsvara tsvara. It's murky, it's cloudy. Hapana zvinhu zviri definite kuti mari ida kubatsira chii maboda jumpers vawirwa nenamurufu vasungwa what is it about and at the end of the day kana vanhu vachingonzi vakanda mari vasikazivikanonzi akanda ndiani imari yakandwa then how do we say mari yashota you know yeah you know what as an organization ndere human rights whatever isn't it
yes Zimbabwe human rights organization
what is their track record before we start but it's called mari what is their track record they vakabatsira muZimbabwe uyu neuyu neuyu you know for zviri humanitarian which is you know the baseline yekuti ndoko vakatangira tisatava padisa mari tikakunzwa track record yavo kuti ivo vakabva nepati vachite chii because you are finding that a lot of people vanoenda ku diaspora voshaya zvekuita they come up with all sorts of names and then at the end of the day they go kuma embassy vanopuwa mari I'll give you an example we had an election 2018, isn't it? How many of those organizations in the diaspora undertook to educate and encourage Zimbabweans to go home and remedy the problem right of the diaspora? You know, right now we should be curing my symptoms. We should be actually addressing with Chambunyanyuru, Wazawa, Nogu, Babude, Babkatigam, Futra, Chenda, Unika. This is a chi. Smith never displaced as many Zimbabweans out of Rhodesia. You know, and this is what we should be talking about. I Marie, you know what? Ngawanya so Buddha Nichiri is threat. You have touched a lot of things, man. Happy Sir Wemba, because we feel well, and four persons are we. You know, you can't read, okay, as you told Mari, as a poor Mari Nani, on what criteria, Chief, as we thought we are called the poor Mari over this one, and as a poor Mari in the end. It's murky, you know, it's not clear.
Thank you so much. Maita basa shukuru mkoma hasla. Zikai tipe kune wa daru edu wa Dube wa Riparu Nare. Wa Dube Nduna pamochete na wa Leo Nyoni. Tigonzga wa chii pindura. Chris, this is Mr. Hasla, mkoma hasla. This is Mr. Azaria Dube Nduna is not very clear. He's touching on many issues. Mm-hmm. And he says, what is the track record of his organization, the Zimbabwe Human Rights Organization in South Africa? Mm. He should explain that before people entrust him with their money.
Okay. Before we go to Mr. Dube to respond to that question, I'll just ask a few questions, Mr. Nyoni, and then we can let him go. Babu Nyoni, siloxoxa ukuthi uke asazi ukuthi ubusilalele yini lapho ubulalele uhlelo ukuthi bekuthiwa lapho susukile.
Yebo, bengilalele.
Ubulalele phela.
Yebo.
Yebo, ungathini ukhona waka test lapha layo othi yena ungani uhlelo lwakho nalucacanga wena uthini ngakho?
Ya, okwaka test uhlelo lolu alukacaci, alucacanga for sure. Ngokuba nqa abantu bazafunga ukontributa imali kungazi.
Your call has been placed on hold. Please wait.
Hello?
I think we have lost him.
But Mr. Dube, now your chance to respond. People are saying, for example, if you are going to join, let's say I'm in South Africa right now, and I want to your participate in this foundation, what's the procedure?
Okay, I know it's a question. I don't know if this question. Let me start by saying our organization is about women's rights organization. Some people, of course, they may not be
your
aware of it.
Your call has been placed on hold. Please wait.
Okay, go ahead.
Your call has been placed on hold.
I think we made a mistake.
Yeah, I think there's a cross line because there is that continuous call placed on hold message.
And we have lost Mr. Nduna in the process. Anyway, we'll get back to him, John.
He's there.
You're still here. So go ahead, Mr. Nduna.
Tell us about this. Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. In brief, let me say, our organization, the people Zimbabweans in South Africa, I believe, like in, let me say, 80% are aware of our organization. Like in 2010, if I can say in brief, our organization is the very organization which did the monitor or do visits to all Zimbabwe Home Affairs application centers when Zimbabwe were being issued with DZP permits. I'm talking of monitoring or visits to ensure that people who have some problems of mistakes of their names will be fixed to Home Affairs to ensure that these people, their names can be corrected quickly as soon as possible so that maybe they can get their permits. And I'm not talking of attending meetings, because when attending meetings, we were nearly 12 organizations. As you know, that there were a lot of citizens here. And I do remember in 2010 in Kaisens, when some sheikhs were banned in Kaisens, our organization is one of the organizations which did it to Kaisens to go and inspect and saw what was happening with the city of public migration. And also, remember, there's a story of this by Sizemon, who was shot by his boss in the Northwest. Our organization is the only organization, I can say, we're supposed to go there with the SAP, but on some SAP members, including pick him in, to go there. We did also ensure that the board of Sizemon was taken to Zimbabwe. And also, that's when I want to come up with this answer. Someone was saying, Mr. Dube is not like clear telling us actually what he is going to do, what actually who is going to be assisted our beneficiaries. Let me say, when the issue of Sizemon was on social, was on media, that there's this problem, let me say, there was no organization, there was no one who was ready to go there and assist the system. So if the story was in this Zimbabwe,
Mr. Dube
was on TV,
Mr. Dube, do stay on Chimbo Mtere, Shagar Nare, Zagzinez, Rukaska Kudo, Nargating Utram Tere, Arifer Nare, Tuzoka Wamuri, Chris, I think we have a caller.
Yes, sir, Chongas, Lomla Leli, Sawamgela Wushel.
Yeah.
Siyapi, lankuluma loba?
Mashanga.
Ah, mashanga, nalinjani ba?
Ah, yapi.
Ye, ungasiphathisa kuhlelo.
Ya, uhlelo lolu lukahle, mara inkinga. Babathi abafuni amagama, angiboni ukuthi bazophumelela la bantu.
Ngani?
Baba bafuze abantu even bayenza ama-SMS sazi ukuthi ubani umuntu loyo ajoyinile, because akusizi ukuthi sizosiza omunye nomunye umuntu asebenza izinto zakhe, asebenza imali afake izikhwameli, but ma kweli wengozi uthola ukuthi usebenzise imali yabanye abantu. Angiboni kulungile lokho, because uyabona izinto zisemthethweni, kufuze omunye nomunye egama lakhe sazi ukuthi ubani umuntu loyo aphumise imali la. Sesikhona ukuthi siba ama-beneficiaries lonke, but ma kubenefia umuntu angaphumisani imali, angiboni ukuthi iyophumelela kahle.
Manje ubona ngani ukuthi kuphumelele kumele kwenziwe njani?
Kufuze sirejiste amagama ethu, siyazi ukuthi ubani aphumise imali. Siyazi ukuthi abanye abanayo imali, but amagama aqakathekile kakhulu. If imali leyo ingakhona ukusiza nabantu labanganamali, but amagama ayafuneka. Imali leyo inyani kakhulu, 12 rand. Inyani kakhulu le mali le. Abantu bayaphuzela, abantu labangasebenzi kolabantu bayahlupheka. Abantu beZimbabwe mafika la baphuze itswala bonke nalaba bangasebenzi kumali osweleka 12 rand.
Okay. Hayi, siyakuzwa baba, sibongile kakhulu.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, Chris, I think we are joined by Mr. Itani Ndlovu, who is the spokesperson for the Zimbabwe Diaspora Foundation. Welcome to our show, Mr. Ndlovu.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, you are welcome. I think you can welcome.
Yes, Mr. Ndlovu, we have Mr. Azaria Dube Nduna, and he was explaining to us. I had asked him how do you benefit if, for example, I'm in South Africa right now and I want to benefit from this foundation? So he wants to explain. Maybe you can explain and he'll take it from you, from whatever you say.
Absolutely. The intention of this organization basically is to assist Zimbabweans in South Africa who find themselves under very difficult circumstances. There are a lot of problems that Zimbabweans face in South Africa. I'm sure you do know about the xenophobic attacks, you do know about a whole lot of bus accidents that happen, and you do know about the fires, the shared fires that take place, all the different kinds of disasters that transpire in South Africa. And we find families having difficulties in getting assistance to be able to repatriate maybe the bodies back home for burial. So the intention of the organization basically is to chip in whenever such an eventuality takes place so that we can actually assist Zimbabwean families, the Zimbabwean people living in South Africa who face a whole lot of difficulties of a variety of issues.
Yeah, so, you know, people are saying it's not really cut clearly, because you are saying people have, with difficulties. For example, here's one person who needs a, maybe a birth certificate for his son, and the other person has lost a relative. So are those kinds of, I mean, how do you assist those kinds of problems? And also considering that there is some kind of contribution that is made toward the foundation, can you please explain that?
Okay, so basically, the organization is for the Zimbabweans, by the Zimbabwean people. It's like they are contributing, obviously, whatever they're contributing into a fund. And in case of an eventuality of something of that nature, and we are looking mostly at, you know, you. Bigger disasters, like for instance, we do get bus accidents, you know, a lot of Zimbabweans come to South Africa to buy things, to buy groceries and to order things to go and sell in Zimbabwe. Whenever such a bus accident occurs, you know that things are tough in Zimbabwe, things are difficult, and families find it difficult to repatriate those bodies. And remember, sometimes the government is not actually that capable of, you know, assisting as quickly as they can. So the idea was so that we actually group the Zimbabweans together, pool our funds together, so that in case anything of that nature happens, it gets supported, it gets to our ears, we hear about it, and then the funds are available, we chip in, we assist the family in actually making all those arrangements to repatriate the bodies. In case of maybe xenophobic attacks, it lose their property, they lose clothing, and they have to be kept in hold, municipality halls without enough food, and they are stuck there for some time, and life there is actually terrible and horrible. So as an organization, and funds permitting, if something of that nature happens, then that is where we chip in to ensure that if those people need to go home, we can make those arrangements, we can actually fund them so that they can go home and, you know, recuperate and come back whenever they need to.
Okay. Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line, Jonga.
Yes, regai chimbozwa kuti vatereri vari kuti pa Facebook page yedu ye VOA Show na Chris tingonzwa kuti mashoko ari kubva kuvatereri anzi na mukoma Courtney Mpemi kuti anzi Glove ndiye anga achikakama panga achibvunzwa na Kathy Mosha anzi Moshasana. Kunzi Marie ndei akatadza kupindura zvakajeka. Ndofunga kuti ravandlovu vatana pachirongo anzi vabvunzwa vakatadza kupindura zvakanaka zvinogutsa. Kouya kana ivo zvakare mukoma Mpemi varikuisa namba dzavo kuti tivafonere zvimwe chete namukoma Trimo Mashline Mashumba vaisa namba dzavo anzi ndifonerei. Then koita mukoma Fraser Chicks Nathan NR vari kutsigira mashoko ataurwa namukoma Hustler ekuti chikwata kana kusangano ravadhuve reZimbabwe Human Rights Organization ritanga rataura kuti rine track record yakadii risati rapiwa mari kuti ringe richengeta. Ndozviri kunziwa Point Hustler. Koita vamwe vari kutaa vari kutoona vari munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana muSouth Africa imomo. Regai tisataenda kune vadari vedu timunzwa tine muteereri parunare. Alo.
Mukoma Jonga.
Makadini, ndiani avo?
Mukoma Gadasi.
Ngoma Gaddafi, kuri sei kwa muri?
Amandiri kuraja, mene igoko.
Aywa, kuno tiro wapenyu, tipe iti nge za matai, za mati igira?
Njena buja, uti, iteri iti ere, kala uti organization ya kamira sepozi. Kala eri iteri iti, njaifu kwa zongoti wa ngoti no. Ndanga wa donete mari. Ndanga donete mari, ndo hivyo ndo wacha ojua kutisa ni mari yobozi. Kala kuru kuzikuru ni mari, nje kwa wabadala mwa jiba uma akaundi. Hapa ndeta problem. Mwendu jasa mtia mtandu kwa nifai. Kwa hita sisi ni wafuti mari. Ndia haa, ndu hivyo kutu hivyo kutu hivyo.
Arigaiti wa funze chinzu kutu wanoti shaka mira sei.
Kana hivyo kwa hivyo kutu donete mari, tongo donete, tongo zaita, I will give money to charity.
Thank you. Imemuru South Africa eri mko Magadafi. Pakanaka mkomara gaiti shite mashoko ewa ya kuna wazari ya nduna, andri ewa nduna mkomara Gaddafi wa South Africa. He is asking whether this is a charity or I mean it's a charity organization, and if it's a fund that is going to help people as a charity, he said you should just ask for donations from well wishers, and those are donating will very well know that they are donating to charity. And if it's a membership fund, then whoever donates expects to be assisted in return. Tipeiwo zvamunofunga pamusoro pachikana minduro vanduna pamusoro penyaya hanzi isangano rekubatsira vese vari kushupikawo here zvavo kana kuti rinenge richizonzi nengo inenge yabatsirwa yatarisirwawo zvakare kuti ichange ichizobatsirwa inenge yabatsira nemari izobatsirwa.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mr. Jonga. Let me just answer this quickly and in brief. We did clarify in our document that we have got like sort of 21 vacancies for Zimbabweans. And also, each province in South Africa will have a Zimbabwe Diaspora Foundation coordinator who will be actually taking actually problems happening. Let's say maybe there's a disaster or maybe someone is shaking and got fire. And they lost everything, and they quickly notify our office so that we send people. Let me answer this question directly, because I'm saying maybe we are failing to answer this question directly. Right. The issue registering names or rotating names of those contributors, let me just give you an example. I did say to you, first we did carry out a research before we did come up with this project. It's like first we wanted to collect all the names of Zimbabweans in South Africa. Second, we wanted the people people who are going to contribute to take all their names so that maybe they are going to contribute something like 20 rand. At first we wanted to make it 20 rand for every Zimbabwean. But the challenge or the reason why we did say let's just make it a charity that people can contribute on if they feel that it's a noble project or it's a little project. That we found that those people actually mostly who are in former settlements or maybe who are those people who I can say some masamas or people who might get into a problem. For example, I did say example of this xenophobia which happened in Katlehong. Those people who have problems, if I can tell you, there are people we can find that maybe they don't have even decent jobs. So it means the people who are going to contribute are those people who are working. Who can say maybe I've got my life insurance, I've got my vehicle, I've got my house. So if you are going to say you are taking names of those people as a way of trying to say it is going to assist in accountability. And these very people, when we did ask them, they say there is no need of collecting our names. Because these funds which are contributing are going to assist other people so, like Mr. Nduna. Or in Cape Town.
So Mr.
And
Nduna.
People, maybe they did not contribute to the associated on programs or
Mr. Nduna. So in short, this is a charity organization.
It's a charity organization, yes.
Oh, okay. I think there is clarity there, Chris.
Yes, yes, I think you've clarified. I hope our listeners, there's quite a number of them who even wrote, there's Anele Melusi who says, our government does not help its people, or can I say they do not care about the citizens. He says, I'm in mid-range South Africa. And he says, he asked for us to phone him, we'll call him. And then, Ndlela Dube uthi yena, sothi ucubungula leyo ndaba, ayihle kahle okwamanje. Still not satisfied. That is Ndlela Dube. He's not satisfied with the explanation given there about this organization. But anyway, Mr. Ndlovu, wena ngokubona kwakho lokusizawuthala icubungulile la yenza lokuthiwa i-research. I-research yenu le itshengise ukuthi abantu bazayamukela yini ngobuningi linhlanganiso.
Into ekhona ukuthi labo esikhulume labo, obviously abantu manisungula i-organization enje. Kuba lalabo abangayibheka bacabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe yindlela yokuthi kudliwe izimali lento ezinjalo. Bakhona engingathi babaqashisha. Kodwa ngobuningi mina abantu engihlangana nabo engikhuluma labo ngale organization bathi yinto eqakatheke kakhulu le, ngoba inhlupheko eziningi ezihlangana labantu baseZimbabwe kuleli lizwe. And angitsho abantu abazisebenzela kahle abakhona ukuthi bazimele bazenzela inhlupheko, ngisho abantu abahluphekileyo. Awuthole ukuthi umuntu usebenzimeni akala lutho kuze kuzosiza ama-organizations alapha afana labo-Gift of the Givers. Sikhona thina singakhona ukuthi sizenzele, sibambane thina sizenzele i-organization engasiza abantu bakithi thina ngokwethu. Yingqondo esilayo thina ukuthi singabantu singazenzela, singabumbana thina, sihlangane sifomele i-charity organization, sikhuphe lokho esikhona kuthi ma kusenzakala isehlakalo esenzakalayo lathi siyekhupha esinakho. Obviously asuze sisebenze sisodwa, manje ngama-charity organizations lawa aseSouth Africa anokusiza lapha nalapha. Kodwa thina sibona ngathi kuhle ma abantu bezenzela bona, kulokuthi nilinde ukuzokhangezwa ukuthi wenami ma lizenzele nami, ngibona ngathi kwenza into zihambe lula, zibe lula, zibe ngcono.
Hayi, kuyezwakala jonge.
Ndoenda kuna vaDube Nduna. VaNduna, nguva dzinenge dzaakuti mhanyei, zvinhu zvamungataurira vana veZimbabwe vakatarisirawo kuti vange vachibatsira kuchirongwa ichi nekuvasimbisa kana kuvavimbisa sekutaura kwamaita mururimi rwechirungu kuti aiwa panenge paine accountability, kunyange hazvo vanhu vanga vasiri kuzoisa mazita avo nezvimwe zvakadaro, nokuti tiri kuona vakawanda vari kuchema kuti tingokanda mari mukanwa mamupere kana kusungirira pagumbo rengwe. Zvinhu zvakaoma, vamwe vachitiwo kana ndabatsira homwe iyoyo neichitarisirwa kuti homwe iyoyo ndikaitawo matambudziko inge ichizondibatsirawo. Ndo zvimwe zvoda kutsanangurwa vanhu kuti tinozokuziwawo sei kuti wakambobatsira, kana kuti mune muchingoti chero chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri muSouth Africa changowirwa nedambudziko, hamutarise kuti chakambobatsirawo here kuhomwe. Taura henyu. VaDube. Hello, Mr. Azaria Nduna.
Hello.
Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still there, yes.
Okay. Ndani chiti nerurimi rwamai mungotaura neshona kuti musimbise vanhu vari kubvunza zvakanyanya kuti mari tingosungirira mari pagumbo rengwe tisingazivi kuti iri kuenda kupi, pagumbo rengwena tisingazivi kuti mari iri kuenda kupi. Uye iniwo ndikandakanda mari yangu muhomwe iyo ndichazobatsirwawo here ndakazita matambudziko. Ndezvimwe zvoda kutsanangurwa vanhu. Saka mungavasimbisa sei nokuti tiri kuona nguva dzedu dzadyana.
Alright. Regai nditi inini pana vanhu vachakontributa mari, isu tinoti chini, ngavatipe mazita avo tivanyore pasi changa chakapa kuti tisiti atinere master plan chekuti vanokonzibita mari vanga vakati ivo chini chinokonzibita mari dzinozvibatsira kapsinge patika dambudziko asi dambudziko rinonza kuura vanhu vanotambudzika zvikuru vanogara munzvimbo dziri pasi dzikaita kumikuku asi ndinoti ini chini pakuchengetwa kwemari idzi vanhu 21 vatinopinze mabasa ava vanhu vanenge vachishanda dzimwe nguru kudini kuona kuti mari idzi dzinenge dzichishandiswa zvakadini zvakanyatsonakanaka uye kune vanenge vachitaia vanhutaukanaaiko kuzvekwechirongwa ichi chezvinza kudiaspora foundation problem
nguva dzabva dzadyana tine urombo tine urombo vanhu na nguva dzabva dzadyana. Thank you so much, Chris.
Yes, Jonga, that was Mr. Azaria Dube Nduna. We also heard from Itai Ndlovu of the Zimbabwe. Both are from the Zimbabwe Human Rights Organization in South Africa. And we also heard from Leo Nyoni, a Zimbabwean in South Africa. My name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri. Thank you and good night.